Our next topic is immigration. The immigration history of Filipinos into the United States began in 1565 with the Manila men in the Louisiana bayous. The settlement eventually died out, and what is referred to as the first wave of Filipino immigration began in the early 1900s. The pensionados entered the United States to complete an educational program and returned to the Philippines to become educators and politicians. The next wave that entered the United States was around the 1920s. They were mainly young single males who were recruited as contract workers and manual laborers for Hawaiian sugar and pineapple fields, Alaskan canneries, and California agriculture. Another wave in the mid-1960s was comprised of young professionals, many in the health field. Unlike other waves, there were also women and family units. With that intro, let's take some calls. Hi, welcome to our show. You're on the air.
Hello, my name is Alejo Reyes. I just want to tell you a story of my immigration experience. You see, in the Philippines, I was a respectable principal of one of the best schools in the Philippines. I have been principal for around 10 years. I enjoyed the success that I have attained, but I wanted more, so I decided to go to America. My, it was weird being in a new country. You see, I had to learn many new things. It's funny because I couldn't be a principal over here. The only job I could get was substitute teacher. I was pretty lucky because I could get a job right away, but I had to go to school to learn more so I could become a teacher and better yet a principal again. I found out the hard way and I have to get several jobs to cover the cost of school. It was a bunch of hard work, but I was able to pull it off. Right now I have enjoyed 20 years of being teacher and I am now retired. I care for my kids and grandkids now, telling them stories about my past.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now it's time for our next caller. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, I don't really have a question, but I just wanted to share an immigration experience. I was born here in the United States, but I recently sat down and talked to my mom about her experiences. And my grandfather actually came to the United States in the early 1900s while he was a teenager to work in Hawaii. Eventually, he went back to the Philippines, married my grandmother, and had four children. After their youngest child was born, my grandfather moved back to the United States to work to support his family. So basically, my mom was raised by her mother, and she spent a lot of time in boarding schools since her father was working in Hawaii.
I thought that it was interesting how they all sacrificed to make life better in the future. And I just wanted to let all the Filipino Americans out there who are listening to encourage you guys to talk to your parents and grandparents and ask them about what experiences they had growing up. And maybe you might learn something new about them and understand a little bit more about their lives.
Very well said. Thank you.
Thanks.